rafter, as it were, which sadly shines a light on the freshness of the water they encounter in their underground lairs. Similarly, feces are considered to be food that has merely undergone a change of state. Surprisingly, teeth are of no interest to the goblins, who look on them as a type of fungus, and they appear to attach no importance to hair, of which, it has to be said, they seldom have very much. At this point, Lord Veterinari, patrician of Ankh Morpork, stopped reading and stared at nothing. After a few seconds, nothing was eclipsed by the form of Drumknot, his secretary, who, it must be said, had spent a career turning himself into something as much like nothing as anything. Drumknot said, "You look pensive, my lord," to which observation he appended a most delicate question mark, which gradually evaporated. "Awash with tears, Drumknot, awash with tears." Drumknot stopped dusting the impeccably shiny black lacquered desk. "Pastor Oates is a very persuasive writer, isn't he, sir?" "Indeed he is, Drumknot. But the basic problem remains, and it is this. Humanity may come to terms with the dwarf, the troll, and even the orc, terrifying though all these may have proved to be at times. And you know why this is, Drumknot?" The secretary carefully folded the duster he had been using and looked at the ceiling. "I would venture to suggest, my lord, that in their violence we recognise ourselves." "Oh, well done, Drumknot. I shall make a cynic of you yet. Predators respect other predators, do they not? They may perhaps even respect the prey. The lion may lie down with the lamb, even if only the lion is likely to get up again. But the lion will not lie down with the rat. Vermin, Drumknot, an entire race reduced to vermin." Lord Veterinari shook his head sadly, and the ever-attentive Drumknot noticed that his lordship's fingers had now gone back, for the third time that day, to the page headed Ungue Pots, and he seemed, quite unusually, to be talking to himself as he did so. "These are traditionally crafted by the goblin itself, out of anything from precious minerals to leather, wood or bone. Among the former are some of the finest eggshell-thin containers ever found in the world. The plundering of goblin settlements by treasure hunters in search of these, and the retaliation by the goblins themselves, has coloured human-goblin relationships even to the present day." Lord Veterinari cleared his throat and continued. "I quote Pastor Oates again, Drumknot. I must say that goblins live on the edge, often because they have been driven there. When nothing else can survive, they do. Their universal greeting is, apparently, hang, which means survive. I know dreadful crimes have been laid at their door, but the world itself has never been kind to them. Let it be said here that those who live their lives where life hangs by less than a thread understand the dreadful algebra of necessity, which has no mercy, and when necessity presses in extremis, well, that is the time when the women need to make the Ungue pot called Soul of Tears, the most beautiful of all the pots, carved with little flowers and washed with tears." Drumknot, with meticulous timing, put a cup of coffee in front of his master just as Lord Veterinari finished the sentence and looked up. "The dreadful algebra of necessity, Drumknot. Well, we know about that, don't we?"
"Indeed we do, sir. Incidentally, sir, we have received a missive from Diamond King of Trolls thanking us for our firm stance on the drugs issue. Well done, sir."
"Hardly a concession," Veterinari observed, waving it away. "You know my position, Drumknot. I have no particular objection to people taking substances that make them feel better, or more contented, or, for that matter, see little dancing purple fairies, or even their god, if it comes to that. It's their brain, after all, and society can have no claim on it, providing they're not operating heavy machinery at the time. However, to sell drugs to trolls that actually make their heads explode is simply murder. The capital crime. I'm glad to say that Commander Vimes fully agrees with me on this issue."
"Indeed, sir, and may I remind you that he'll be leaving us very shortly? Do you intend to see him off, as it were?"
The patrician shook his head. "I think not. The man must be in terrible turmoil, and I fear that my presence might make things worse." Was there a hint of pity in Drumknot's voice when he said, "Don't blame yourself, my lord.